You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5-yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Welcome back to Bomber Stadium as the fans are filing in. Catholic has their spirit line locked out. Looks like Mountain Home is now making their way. Captain's out of the tunnel right now. As we're going to get into tonight's officials against Mountain Home versus Catholic tonight, referee Trey Bingham, umpire George McCarthy, head line judge Terry Akin, line judge Mark Vest, and back judge Chris Etch.
We'll go over to tonight's starting lineups. Tonight's starting lineups, we're going to start with your Bombers on the offensive side of the ball. Left tackle is going to be Caleb Perdue. Left guard going to be Nate Henderson. Center is going to be Nathan Yarbrough. Lucas Boxstaller at right guard. Eston Ford at right tackle. Quarterback tonight is number 7, Brantley Phillips, getting the nod over Barrett Miller. Barrett is listed in the 2-deep. I bet we see a little bit of both of them. Bryce Kincaid is going to be your receiver. Talon Palmer is going to be a receiver back from injury, and your running back is Jacob Chenoweth.
On the defensive side of the ball for the Little Rock Catholics, at DN, number 47, Ryan Benerick. At number 43, D-tackle, Clay Clounce. Number 33, D-tackle, Whit Couples. And number 23, defensive end, Sawyer Bagby. At the linebacker position, you got number 1, Scott. Number 51, Bradford. And number 22, Chris Pace. And in the far backfield, cornerbacks, number 2, Menifee, and number 4, Garrett Mack, and your safety being number 18, Flanagan, and a number 21, a roving outside linebacker, number 21, Brock Hatcher.
On the defensive side of the ball for your Mountain Home Bombers tonight, this is going to be a big one as it comes in for the defensive side of the ball. Can the Bombers control it? Defensive end, Aiden Setzer. Nose guard, Noah Greninger. Defensive tackle, Eli Jones. And defensive end, Aiden Brenton Setzer. They are all seniors across the front, to be honest with you. On linebacker tonight, Dawson Dunlap, number 12, Caden Del Soto, 41, and 25, Blake Vacco. That's 2 juniors and 1 senior. On the back end, you got Talon Palmer at cornerback. Free safety is going to be Barrett Miller, and then Jacob Chenoweth at the other corner.
Rock Catholic starting offense tonight. Left tackle, Luke McGee. Left guard, Hudson Havens. Center, Sam Palladino. Right guard, Taylor Swift's brother, Cameron. Right tackle, Grant Goodnight. He'll thank Goodnight once he meets Eli Jones. Wide receiver, Hayden Rowe. Quarterback, Jackson England. We'll be keeping an eye on him tonight. He is one of their big studs. Also, their wide tonight's Braxton Burks. Another wide receiver is Ben Glassaway. The big tailback, Noel Lewis, and the other wide receivers, Paul Pepslin.
So tonight's coin toss, Catholic was able to win the coin toss. They won the flip. They have deferred to the second half. Your captains for the Catholic Rockets, number 12, Jackson England, quarterback. You'll be hearing his name a lot tonight. Number 22, Christopher Pace. Number 62, Peyton White, who's a senior that's out, apparently injured with a knee injury. And number 70, Sam Palladino. For Mountain Home, all of our seniors were out there. All of our seniors were out there as the captains, and now both teams are going. So Mountain Home is going to start with the ball. We're about 4 minutes away from kickoff here at War Memorial Stadium as both teams are going back. And what an awesome night, guys.
Guys, all the hype, all the trash talking, all of the business is done. Now it's time to get down to business. Tonight's pregame brought to you by Southern Construction. They'll be number one local roofing. You can call them today, 870-405-2359. Southern Construction Roof Company stands behind their work. They meet with insurance adjusters in person and handle all the details. They also offer discounts for seniors, so call them today, again, 870-405-2359.
Got a quick on-field interview before we get this game kicked off, and I was able to catch Russ Rawls in the pregame interview, and let's hear his keys to tonight.
Hey, guys, down here on the field at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock for a big quarterfinals matchup tonight between our Mountain Home Bombers and the Little Rock Catholic Rockets. Obviously, Little Rock Catholic is the home team tonight. Great atmosphere here at the stadium. I know the Bombers played here last year, and we're down in half and came back to win. You know, last week was a battle of the offenses. This week's going to be the exact opposite. It looks like Catholic's coming in here with a good defense, and as we all know as Bomber fans, we've kind of hung our hat on our defense this year, and we don't expect anything less tonight. Hopefully offense is going to come out and be able to put up some points. I think it's probably going to be the first team to 28 or 30 points probably wins this thing, in my opinion. I do think the Bombers have the edge. Hopefully tonight we're going to come out with a little bit better energy than we did last week. I thought last week we'd come out kind of flat, and it showed. I think that game was a little closer than we wanted it to be, or we thought it should be. But also, you got Sheridan with an unorthodox style, and sometimes that's going to happen. But it's going to be nice, cool weather tonight, which probably favors us. And I think we're a senior-led team, and I like the Bombers to win tonight. But looking forward for a great game here in Little Rock. Can't wait to get it kicked off. Back to you guys.
So that's Russ Rawls. He's no Geno Bell, but he is our own Russ Rawls. On
I think
the
he's better than Geno.
He's a little better than Geno.
I think he's better than Geno.
I'm down here on the field, Chuck.
Hang on there.
The sun is out, and everything's looking good.
Poor Geno. Catholic is going to be in their purples, their home purples. They will be the home team, white numerals, yellow helmets, yellow pants, Mountain Home in their white uniforms, blue numerals, blue pants. Different look, going white and blue for the Bombers instead of the white bottoms that we normally wear on the road. Guys, it's really weird. The fans are all on one side, and, hey, they're all right behind Mountain Home's bench. Maybe that'll bring us some energy, whereas Catholic over here doesn't have anybody on their sideline. But we are about ready to get this game. You've been listening to Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. We are about to kick this thing off, and let's see if Mountain Home can get one more game this season or if it ends here. Let's have a good night, boys. Let's go. Let's go, Bombers. This first quarter is going to be brought to you by Clay Maxi Chevrolet as the ball's approached, and the kick is going to bounce, and it is going to go out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. Mountain Home's going to get favorable field position here as we take over at the 35, first and 10. This is exactly what we need, is our offense on the field first, see if we can control this ball a little bit.
I like this. We'll be able to see what the offense, they can. You know, something we kind of struggled with this season, that first drive. Last week we didn't as much, right. But this week, man, I'm excited to see what they can do. I think this will set the tone for the whole game right here, guys.
Hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line, 870-321-6839. Once again, let us know your favorite Little Debbie. Matt, our producer back at KTLO, says fudge rounds all the way.
Really?
He does. We didn't even talk about fudge rounds. It's like the cousin of oatmeal cream pie, maybe.
Yeah, distant cousin.
Yeah.
Bombers starting with a hard count right there, trying to draw them off sides.
Yep. Brantley's going to hand the ball off to Chenoweth, and he's got a hole as he gets past the 40 and finally gets brought down at the 41-yard line. Nice pickup of 6 on the first down for the Bombers. Going to bring up 2nd down and 4 as Mountain Homes quickly on the ball.
Expect to see a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, Brantley takes a snap again. It's going to be Chenoweth, and Kathleen's got this one read as they are going to get back, and they're going to bring Chenoweth back down at the 40-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 1. 3rd down and 5 on this opening possession here for Mountain Homes offense.
It's going to be 3rd and 5.
Brantley's going to go empty set. He's got Cudworth, Miller, and Chenoweth to his right. Wilbur to his left, and Kincaid. He's going to drop back and pass. He's going to go across the middle. He's going to hit Barrett at the 45. He's going to stumble his way out to the 50. They're going to bring him down at the 49-yard line. That is going to be enough for first down yardage for Mountain Home. Nice pass and catch from Brantley to Miller.
That was a nice catch there by Miller, getting what yards he can, covering it up. Good job there.
Brantley in the shotgun, got Chenoweth to his left.
He's spreading them out.
He is. Brantley's going to take a snap. It's an option as it goes to Chenoweth the pitch. He's going to get out to the left side as he gets around the 50. He's going to keep his feet moving. He's going to get pushed out of bounds as he enters into Catholic territory at the 49-yard line. We'll give him 2, bringing up 2nd down and long.
That's funny. That little D-back over there figured out real quick he's not going to be able to fling Chenoweth around like he might be used to. He tried to fling Chenoweth. He didn't go anywhere.
It's kind of a weird front, 2-man front for Catholic. Brantley's going to take a snap. He's going to roll to his right. It's going to be inside handoff to Chenoweth. Chenoweth's going to spin off the defender. He's going to pick up 1. They're going to give him maybe 1.5 as he gets to the 48.5-yard line of Catholic.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but does that not look like a little bit of what Shiloh did to us there? They got guys backed off the line of scrimmage a little bit. They might have seen something Shiloh did to us that they liked.
You're right. Bring up 3rd down and 7 at the 48-yard line of the Rockets. Brantley takes a snap, looking to pass, looking right. He's going to come across the middle. It's going to be overthrown. Tried to hit inside receiver Tate Cudworth. It's going to be out of his reach as he overthrows him. He's going to be shy of the sticks if he did make the catch, but he might have had some room to run. But it's going to be a decision already here for Coach Arias. It's 4th down and 7 at the 48-yard line of Catholic.
He's going to bring on the punt team.
And I think this is going to be one of those games, guys. This is not a Sheridan game where you're going to have to go for it. You're going to have to do all different types of things. I think it's a traditional football game. Play field position, see what your defense has.
It's going to be chess all night long.
Yep, the snap is back to Brantley, and he gets a nice kick away. Is this going to be fair? Oh, he fumbled. He dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. The ball's on the ground, and Mountain Hope wants to try to pick it up. And they're unable to come up with it. Is there going to
be? We got it, though.
We did get it. We did get it. The ball is fumbled by the Catholic Rockets.
The middle ref signal.
No, he's pointing the wrong way. He's pointing the wrong way. It is Mountain Home ball.
Number 6?
Yeah. Yeah, that's you, Keith. You try to get him to go the other way. We're going this way.
Yeah, Taylen Peterson recovered that ball.
Met Taylen Peterson back there after the fumble on the punt for Catholic Rockets. Mountain Home able to get the ball inside the 10-yard line at the 9. Going to bring up 1st down and goal.
Huge opportunity here for the Bombers to capitalize.
Brantley takes the snap. Inside hand off to Chenoweth. Makes the man miss. Gets around the left side. He's at the 5.
Oh.
He's going to walk in for the touchdown, but the white hat throws the flag. The white hat throws the flag on that left end. It looks like it is going to be. We got another flag on the field. Back in the end zone. They've got too many men on the field, maybe, is what they're going to look at Catholic.
They do have 12 men on the field.
Catholic's got 12 men on the field.
Offsetting.
The 12 men on the field should supersede the holding penalty. It was a pre-snap penalty, correct?
12 men on the field would be a pre-snap penalty.
They're going to get holding on the offense.
Offset.
It's going to be an offsetting penalty. We're going to redo the down. Jacob had it on the left side. Yeah, Dylan's got it stopped on the screen for us. You can count them. There's 12 men on the field right there. There's 13, he says.
6, 8,
and they stacking 10, them.
12.
But Mountain Home is going to redo the down. 1st down and goal at the 9-yard line. Handoff's going to be inside of Chenoweth. He's going to make a man miss behind the line, keep his feet going. Guys, Jacob Chenoweth is so good as he gets 3 yards down to the 6-yard line. Catholic defenders are diving at his feet. He just sidesteps them and keeps his feet going.
He does a tremendous back there. Offensive line's doing a good job creating some holes for him. You're listening to Bomber Football Classic. It's 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home.
This is the Clay Maxi Chevrolet first quarter. 9:12 left. There's already been a turnover on the punt. The Catholic Rockets are able to drop the ball. Mountain Home picked it up as Brantley takes the snap. Chenoweth, round us up. Got a hole. Touchdown, Bombers.
Jacob Chenoweth goes untouched from 6 yard out in a hole that we can all drive our trucks through around that left side. Mountain Home is able to capitalize on the early Rocket turnover, making it 6-0 here with 9 minutes to go in this Clay Max Chevrolet first quarter.
Yeah, we ain't talking about a small midsize truck. You can get a dually through that hole. That's a good hole. Great job, offensive line.
Isaac Ballard in for the extra point, and it is good. Mount Home with the quick 7-0 lead. 3 minutes into this game, you're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
Children grow up so fast, but it takes just a moment to plan for their future and their education. Start saving for your child or grandchild today with the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 plan. It's a new name, but the same great way to grow education savings, from pre-K to college or trade school. Visit brighterfuturedirect529.com.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risk, and cost, read the official statement available at brighterfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Brighter Future Fund Committee.
Ooh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And we're back here as Mount Hope took the 7-0 lead. Stephen Blaisdell, class of 92, watching from Elizabeth, Arkansas on the farm. Appreciate you guys tuning in. As Ballard approaches the ball. Uh-oh. He's going to squib it in the middle. It's going to be fielded at the 30-yard line by Catholic. Uh-oh. And he's got room around the left side, guys. Catholic brings the ball around the left side, gets out past the 45. He's going to get brought down all the way out at the 50-yard line. But there is a flag on the play back at the 30-yard line.
A great tackle there by Dayton Davis. Man, that was a touchdown-saving tackle, pending what this flag would have said.
As Matt Sharp always tells me, isn't every tackle a touchdown-saving tackle?
I mean, some.
Every one of them.
Let's see if we can pick up our from our head official here. Tobias, what is his name?
Make it up. Steve.
We'll make it up as we go.
It is a crackback block on Catholic. It is a 15-yard penalty all the way back to the 15-yard line. I didn't see who that
call,
got it on.
That's Terry Akin down there.
Terry Akin down
Terry.
There with
hey,
that call.
Hey, Terry.
Good job, Terry.
Lord, Terry, back up. You seen that? That's my favorite video.
Guys, I'm excited. Here goes the defense.
So England is going to be back in the snap for – he's going deep. He's all taking right. A shot down the middle of the field. And it is going to be an incidental contact. He's going to overthrow his receivers. He throws the ball past the 50-yard line.
I'm not sure he was throwing to back there, guys.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
He was looking for number 18, his big receiving. He was telling you how to say that name.
I just say it real fast.
Paul Lafkin.
Flafkin.
Flafkin.
Flafkin, the Flafster.
Flafkin is the big receiver on the outside. England overthrew his receivers. They are starting this drive at the 16-yard line. Going to be second down and 10. England's going to take the snap. First handoff here inside as he hands it off to Lewis. Line's going to get stacked up as Lewis is not going to have much way to go. They're going to say a minimal gain, and there's our first third down, and we'll call it 9 as they give him 1 yard to the 17. Mountain Home's defense looking good here.
That's a great job right there by Eli Jones, shucking the block and finding a way to get on that running back.
Got another comment. Fudge rounds. My cousin Amy and her husband says nutty buddies are the way to go.
They're good.
Good call.
England has his running back to his left, dropping back to pass. He's looking right. He gets it in, but, man, Jacob Chenoweth with a tackle right as the catch is made. That's going to be short down of first down yardage as Chenoweth is right there. Reception is good out to the 24-yard line. That's your Chenoweth sound effect. Got some sweet chin music, baby. It's going to be a fourth down and 2 as Catholic is going to be forced to punt here on their opening possession of their offensive series.
We're going to send two guys back.
Snap is back, and the punt is up, and the punt is good. The punt is going to be good. Mountain Home is back. It is going to be fair caught by Gus Wilbur at the 43-yard line. That is where Mountain Home will set up this offensive possession.
Guys, how about that series there by your defense? You got to be happy the way they came out and played there. And that's been all season long. This defense has really just been one of the token staples of this Mountain Home team.
Well, I mean, what more can you ask for? The Catholics giving you two penalties. They've gotten a fumble, and you've been able to capitalize on everything they've given you thus far.
I think if Catholic came in, they'd say they cannot make mistakes, and they've already made a couple, and Mountain Home has capitalized on them. Now can Mountain Home play mistake-free football as Brantley takes the snap, rolls to his left, looking to pass. The pass is complete to Bryce Kincaid as he gets out past the 45 to the 47-yard line. Also got to give a shout-out to Van Buren, Missouri. Van Buren, Missouri, shout-out. Bob and Joyce Parsons. They are the parents of the Bomber Athletic First Lady, Miss Krista Husky.
Oh, so
we appreciate them watching. Handoff up the middle is going to be to Chenoweth. He's going to fight for yardage. Forward progress is going to give him out to the 50-yard line. I tell you, Parsons family, we are sure missing your granddaughter, Parker, on the basketball court this year.
No kidding.
Third down and three, Mountain Home at the 50-yard line. Brantley trying to draw Catholic offsides, unsuccessful. Got a Cosmic Brownies from Josie Reno saying that's her favorite.
I wondered when those would show up.
Handoff up the middle. Chenoweth going to fight for yardage. Look at the offensive linemen, guys. The offensive linemen are 10 or 15 yards down the field as Meech buries a defender.
Busted a helmet off the guy. Holy cow, boys. They are rolling. Meech and Savea. Look at those guys down the deal with Rail Graders. Chenoweth gets it first down territory all the way to the 40-yard line of the Catholic Rockets. Brantley takes a snap. Hand off to Chenoweth. He's going to dive underneath the pile forward. They're going to give him 1 yard to the 39-yard line.
Retro Music Review said moon pies.
Moon pies?
Yeah.
Never been a fan of moon pies.
Me neither. You know they have a moon pie and RC Cola festival in Tennessee?
Oh, do they?
True That's story.
Awesome. Second down and nine at the 39-yard line of Catholic as Mountain Home takes a snap. It's going to be the option. Brantley's going to keep it around the right side.
He's still
going.
Man,
he is still keeping his feet going as he is tough to bring down. Nate Henderson out there doing work for Mountain Home. Brantley's going to get inside the 35. They're going to mark him down at the 35-yard line. It's going to bring third down and five. Mountain Home looks like they're in two-down territory here. Four-down territory, too, to get the rest of it.
I knew what you meant.
I'm glad you did.
I was reading your mind. People didn't. They're following you. Keeping us up on the text line, 870-321-6839, or in the chat on YouTube. Tell us where you're watching from tonight. If you're watching at a restaurant, if you're watching at Big Creek, tell us where you're watching.
Brantley takes a snap. It's a double move. He's got to take care of where he's going. Touchdown, Bombers! Brantley Phillips with a double move. Take Cudworth down the right side for 35-yard strike. Mountain Home up 13-0 here with 5:36 left in this first quarter. Brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet.
We appreciate Clay Maxey picking up the first quarter sponsorship. Guys, they came in huge this week. My wife hit a deer and sent it over to the collision shop over there. They got us right in. We appreciate them.
Ballard's field goal is up and good, and Mountain Home has a 14-0 lead. 5:36 left in this first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
You have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS? This is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
Is going to be brought down.
Now, the boys next door just reminded us that last year when the Catholic lost, they were up 13-0 on us at the same time.
This is true.
So,
yeah, nothing to get too excited about just yet.
They're confident.
Jake Bickford just said Nutter Butters in the freezer.
Oh,
he said he might eat them off a hobo as well.
Off a hobo.
Barkley, I think that might be directed at someone.
I think
we
it
know.
Was out of a hobo's navel, is what he said. Not that we won't get too technical, but.
Catholic going to take the snap at the 40-yard line as England's looking to pass.
He's going to be pressured.
Eli Jones comes in. Brenton Setzer also there. It is going to be a sack of England all the way back to the 32-yard line. Jones shot out of a cannon back there. It's a huge loss. They're going to call it 8 yards. Going to be up second down and 18.
EOG, like a EOG.
Matt DeMint said, how about the Little Debbie Honey Buns? I'm a friend of Shark Creek. Matt, you ain't lying, brother. They're delicious.
Handoff's going to be up the middle, and Aiden Setzer says, Brenton, I can't let you get all of the deal. I'm going to jump in on this action. He's going to bring down Lewis after a gain of, we'll give him 2, out to the 34-yard line. Third down and 16 here with 4:43 left to go in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter.
Everybody on this defense is snapping necks and cashing checks tonight. Right. I love it.
I wish I had a whiteboard. I'd send back to our friends over there, but Catholic didn't have the defense that Mountain Home has last year.
No.
England going to be down third down and 16. Mountain Home need to be careful for a screen pass or something here. It is going to be a quick pass out to the running back in the flats. Mountain Home's all over it. Mountain Home's all over it as he gets the ball. He may pick up 7 yards till he gets to the 42-yard line. That's going to be about a 2-yard gain from the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up 4th down and 8, and guys, Catholic's going to have to punt again.
Catholic just can't find an offense against this stellar Mountain Home defense tonight, getting it done. Guys, they can't find anything. This Bomber team is shutting it down.
I do not believe Catholic has had a first down on either of their first two series, and, you know, only 7 yards of total offense is what Barkley's told me here. 3:43 is the snap is back to the punter. It is almost blocked. Mountain Home is back, going to call for a fair catch, and we were able to secure it at the 28-yard line. Barrett Miller back there, able to secure that at the 28-yard line, asking for a flag because the Catholic guy did bump into him, but there was no intent there. Mountain Home will take over there. We'll say 4th possession after the turnover. They did get one gifted to them, but 1st down and 10 at the 28-yard line.
Guys, Brad Runcick mentioned one of my favorite snacks. I totally forgot about this one, the Star Crunch.
Ooh.
How can you go wrong with the Star Crunch?
Oh, those are pretty good, too, in the refrigerator.
Yeah, they are.
Brantley's going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff, keep it up the middle, and Catholic's all over it. Keeps it up the middle. They're going to bring Brantley down for a 2-yard loss back to the 26-yard line. Going to bring up 2nd down and 12. So you got Lance Kaufman, Terry Stovall, Michelle, Amanda, and Cooper all watching from Mountain Home. Love it when you guys chime in. We talked about it. The atmosphere is tough here. Chime in. You guys help us through it as Brantley takes the snap. Looking to pass. He's going to throw it straight to Catholic. He's going to throw it straight to Catholic as the receiver didn't get the message that Brantley did. The pass goes out. Catholic intercepts it. Returns it 26 yards for a touchdown, and Catholic is on the board here 14-6 with 3:01 left in this first quarter.
And there's a breakdown right there. There's just nowhere for – he threw it out there, nobody around.
Just a miscommunication. Yep. Receiver went for a go, thought it was going to be an out route, hit the defender right in the chest as Catholic is set here for this extra point. 3:01 left in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet first quarter.
Every squirrel finds a nut every now and then, guys.
Catholics having to rush somebody on the field. There's 17 left on the play clock. They got plenty of time.
We got 10 out there.
Yep. Snap is going to be back. The kick is going to be up, and the kick is good. So Catholic cuts this to a 1-touchdown lead, 14-7, 3:01. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
When you share the story of your summer vacation, will people lean in or tune out? When you tell them you spent one morning in a 4-story treehouse and that afternoon at the world's largest indoor Tesla coil, you'll have their attention. When you explain that you took your kids on thrill rides and a sunset lake cruise in the span of a few hours, they'll be hooked. And when you say you enjoyed a relaxing soak in the city's famous thermal spring water, well, then they'll just be jealous because they didn't go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Awesome points as Catholic kicks this ball. It is going to be deep, fielded at the 5-yard line by Miller. He brings it out past the 20, makes a man miss at the 25, sheds a tackler at the 30, tries to stay on his feet. The pile's going to get stopped at this point in time as they're finally going to blow the whistle, and Miller's going to bring it out to the 30-yard line. Mount Home back on the field after that turnover here.
We got a fact check in, guys. First snack cake was the Hostess Cupcake in 1919.
Hostess?
Those are good. Nobody's mentioned Twinkies.
I just got a Twinkies in the freezer, okay. Chris Webb. Nice. Chris Webb just got me Twinkies.
Webb. He likes
Weatherman Webb. He likes the cold.
Mountain Home trying to make up here after that turnover as they get the ball. Handoff's going to be up the middle, and Chenoweth is going to kind of weasel his way through as his first initial contact's about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage on the left, but he's going to get all the way out to the 32-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 8.
Chan Kroger texted and he said, Bomber, his little
puppy dog. We met him last week.
Little Frenchie Bulldog is rooting for Bomber from Mountain Home. He drinks rocket fuel for fun. I love it.
Mountain Home looking to slow this game down as Brantley's looking to the sideline with 17 left on the play clock. Set up with Chenoweth to his right. Snap is going to be back. It is going to be a handoff to Chenoweth. Chenoweth around the left side, put his head down, fall forward out to the 34-yard line. And we got third down and 6 for Mountain Home. Maybe 7. We'll call it 6. Yeah, we'll call it 6. They got to get to the 40 here.
You guys look over here in Box Dollar, Yarbrough. They're talking. They're making some adjustments up front there to make those blocks, give Cheney a little better, put him in a little better position there. So look for offensive line here, kind of getting some things cleaned up.
Stay aggressive with our play call here. I know Brantley made a mistake, but let's go pass, and that's exactly what we're doing. Pass is going to be across the middle. We are going to get first down yardage. This is going to be complete out past the 40-yard line. That's Gus Wilbur, with the sophomore, with the catch. Mountain Home picks up first down yardage to the 41s. Guys, I love it. Go right back to Brantley, throwing the ball on a big possession there, across the middle, using the middle of the field, safe throw. Good job there.
That's one of the things I've always loved about Brantley is he's got a short memory when it comes to those things.
Brantley going to hard count, try to draw Catholic off sides, unsuccessful. First down and 10 after picking up yards at 41. Handoff's going to go Chenoweth up the middle. He's going to pick up a hard 2 yards as he gets out to the 43-yard line. Curious if we'll see the two quarterback concept here at any point. Will we bring Barrett in and try to run that little zone read? See if Catholic's been preparing for that.
Well, and offensively, you haven't seen much out of Barrett yet this game.
Now that one really good catch there over the middle. Yep.
Brantley, snap up the middle. Chenoweth, you got a hole. He's got past the 50, 45. He's going to get drugged down in Catholic territory as he gets inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. First down, and here we go. We got moving now. Here we go. We got a donut stick with a freshly brewed cup of Folgers.
Oh, you can't go wrong with
Brantley that. Brantley takes a snap. He's got Chenoweth off the right side this time. He's going to dive his way almost to the 30-yard line of Catholic. Brought down just short at the 31. Going to bring up second down and short for Mountain Home.
Yeah, and Yarbrough suplexed whoever decided they wanted to go against him that play. It was beautiful.
Brantley, snap again. We're going to stay Chenoweth. He's going to spin in the back. He's going to get inside the 30. Fight his way close to first down yardage. They're going to give him first down yardage with forward progress down to the 27-yard line. He's going to be driven back a few yards, but first down after the – looks like after the point of contact, it is going to be first down yardage at the 27-yard line.
Guys, Clint Shasheen said red velvet Christmas trees. Ooh. I have not found that deliciousness yet, but once I do, I will tap into it, no question.
Hey, guys, that's going to be the end of our first quarter. End of our first quarter. Mountain Home leads this 14-7. This first quarter is brought to you by Clay Maxi Chevrolet. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Looking for a meaningful way to give back this holiday season? Volunteer as a Red Kettlebell Ringer.
you can help spread holiday cheer and support families in need. Whether you want to ring solo or gather a group of friends, family, or coworkers, every hour you spend ringing those bells help provide meals, shelter, and gifts for those who need it most. Ready to make a difference? Head over to registertoring.com to sign up and be part of something special this holiday season. Let's ring and hope together.